The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, we've been able to share some good news today on the abortion front, other areas. I'd love to share good news with you, but now there's bad news and concerning news as well. Joe Biden, when he was campaigning, promised that he was going to be right down the center. He was going to be moderate. He was not going to be extreme left. I don't think any reasonable person would have believed that he was going to be right down the center and he was going to be moderate. Personally, and hey, what do I know? Well, seriously, I'm a Baptist preacher who does a talk show, so what do I know? But in my personal opinion, I think he's going to be far, far to the left of Barack Obama, and far, far to the left of Bill Clinton. I think he is going to be probably the farthest to the left of probably any president in America. And that means don't be surprised. Don't be surprised what the Biden administration does to appease the far left. Here is evidence of that. Lots of firsts in the Biden administration. First female vice president, which I think is great. I have no problem with a female vice president. I wouldn't have a problem with a female president. I don't have any problem with that. As long as it's the right person. Well, historic first female vice president, but also historic in the first transgender person to be confirmed by the Senate to a presidential administration. That is, if he, I'm sorry, I refuse to call him a her because he is biologically, genetically a man. I'm talking about Dr. Rachel Levine. Joe Biden has selected Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine to be Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary. Now, there are several things we need to know about him. He is transgender. So, in other words, he is identifying as a woman. Used to be Richard Levine. Now is Rachel Levine. The Biden administration said, quote, Dr. Rachel Levine will bring the steady leadership and essential expertise we need to get people through this pandemic, no matter their zip code, race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability, and meet the public health needs of our country in this critical moment and beyond. She is a historic and deeply qualified choice to help lead our administration's health efforts. Now, here's some troubling things. And I'm serious. I want to say this with great compassion. But it is a scientific fact that transgenderism does not exist. I've said that hundreds and hundreds of times for years and years and years. No one has contradicted me because you can't. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. There are many people who are confused about their gender, their sexual identity. It's called sexual dysphoria. And that is a mental issue. Until just recently, for years and years and years, the entire professional psychological community considered sexual dysphoria a mental illness. Now that's, and folks, listen, if you listen to this program any time at all, I have said over and over again, we must take away the stigma of mental illness. There are all kinds of mental illnesses, and they should not be treated any differently than other illnesses. I'm diabetic. Okay? I have an illness. My pancreas doesn't work right. I have an illness. I had a heart attack several years ago. I've got three stents. Okay? So I have had heart disease. Okay? Mental illness should not be treated any differently. People should not be stigmatized because of mental illness. But it would be incredibly foolish for me to ignore that I am diabetic. It is a fact. And because of that, I need treatment. I take medication for my diabetes. I try to be careful with what I eat and so forth. So my illness requires treatment. Are you with me? Mental illness requires treatment. It should not be stigmatized. So I am not stigmatizing this man because he has a mental illness. What I have a problem with is the treatment. Scientifically, sexual dysphoria should not be treated with hormone treatments and sexual reassignment surgery and giving in to the confusion. Men are men. Women are women. They are genetically born that way, and it's not a mistake. So, Richard Levine is a man who has received improper treatment for his mental illness. Are you with me? Am I making sense? So, we now have the Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary as someone who has a mental illness that has not been treated properly. And I think that's dangerous. Vice President Kamala Harris said Levine is, quote, a remarkable public servant with the knowledge and experience to help us contain this pandemic and protect and improve the health and well-being of the American people. Now, you don't have to dig very far to find that this Levine individual has been an extremely controversial person over in Pennsylvania. There was a scandal just this last August about a out-of-court settlement because as the Secretary of, what is the official position over there? Secretary of Health, I think, in Pennsylvania. He cut a deal with a big car show when everything was shut down and so forth, and he made an exception. It was taken to court, and there was a confidential settlement and kickbacks and, you know, who knows what else. There was a tragic series of events in Pennsylvania, similar to what happened in New York. Under his direction in Pennsylvania, hundreds of COVID-19 patients were forced into nursing homes. And people died because of the decision. Remember what happened in New York? Hundreds of people died in nursing homes because nursing homes were forced to receive COVID-19 patients, even though we knew that older people in nursing homes were the most likely to catch COVID-19. Same thing happened in Pennsylvania under this individual's leadership. It indeed is historic, but it is also indeed radical. And Joe Biden hasn't been in office 24 hours. Now, whether this individual will be confirmed by the Senate, I would predict, yeah. And that's another thing, folks. For the next 4 years, we're going to see the old boys network that we used to see in Washington revived. That was just torn to shreds under the Trump presidency. The old boys network didn't exist while Donald Trump was in office. And I think that's why Mitch McConnell is not real upset about a Biden presidency. Yeah, the old boys club is back in power again.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I realize fully that for the last few weeks, I've been pretty repetitious on several things. And it's not because I don't have anything else to talk about and I don't have any stories to discuss with you. It's because I am just so absolutely convinced of the importance of a few things that I have been trying to stress. And right at the top of the list is something that I have said repeatedly for many years. I said it, well, in fact, on this program, I said it every day for the 4 years of the Trump administration. If you listen to the beginning of the program at 3:36, when we actually go on the air, every day, and I mean every day, we play an opening. It's something I recorded years ago, and we still use it because I still believe it. And in that opening, I say, and this is not the exact words, it's not verbatim, but I say, hey, the problem with America is not the White House, not Congress. The most important thing about the future of America is the pulpit of America. Okay? So I am not saying that now just because Joe Biden is the president and the Democrats have complete control of all branches of our government. It's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because it's true. Please, please, please do not be distressed and lose hope because the election didn't go your way, my way, our way. Please don't do that. Don't assume that America is doomed. All right, now, I believe things are going to get worse. I do. I think things are going to get worse for you and I. It would not surprise me in the least if before the Biden administration comes to an end, the fairness doctrine will be brought back. Obama tried very hard. He didn't get it through because he couldn't get it through Congress. The mood in America is completely different. If the fairness doctrine is brought back, you won't be listening to me every day because I cannot and I will not abide by the principles of the fairness doctrine. Now, if the fairness doctrine were to be brought back, it would be brought back more strident than it was before. And here's what it would require. Okay, if I have a segment, let's say I take two segments from the top of the hour to the bottom of the hour, and I talk about pro-life, and I'm critical of abortion and the pro-choice, pro-abortion movement, the fairness doctrine would require me to find somebody who supports abortion, and I would give them equal time. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It would basically stamp out free speech, well, everywhere, but particularly in the media. Anything I would say, I would have to find somebody with the opposite viewpoint, and I would have to give them equal time. It would be a logistical nightmare, just from a practical standpoint. And so many people who hold strong positions wouldn't express those positions because they wouldn't want to go through the hassle of having to find somebody on the other side and so on and so on. So anyway, what I was saying, I think things are going to get worse. I think it's going to get harder. But if I really believe that the problem in America is not political, it is spiritual. If I really believe that the pulpits of America and the Bible-believing churches of America are more important to the future of America than the inhabitant of the Oval Office and those who are serving in the Congress, if I really believe that, then I'm going to pray for revival. And I'm going to double, triple, and quadruple my efforts to win people to Jesus, to spread the gospel, and to support my local church. And to pray for pastors and Christian leaders to have courage to stand up and preach the truth. If I ask any Christian, what is more important to the future of America, Congress or the church? I think most reasonable Christians would say, oh, the church. But in reality, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. But I do. That's why I'm not losing sleep about the future of America or who the president is. I'm not. But I am going to pray harder, work harder for the kingdom of God. I hope you'll join me.